This is a story called Full Moon Ride. It's a true story. It's a story about three friends of mine. And we saddle up our horses and we ride through the night. We travel in different areas just north of where I live, which is just at the base of a series of mountains in Eagle, Idaho. Idaho is a very different place. It's not unusual to find spots to where you can just look out over miles and miles and miles of area and not see anything but that which nature put there. It's a story about the ride and about what we saw, but more importantly, perhaps, what we could see in the way that the wild things live in relationship to what they have to deal with and how similar they are to us. With a left-sided stride, a weathered face, strong and tan, Jeffrey greets me with glory. My friend, wild man. Our work day now over, he pours me some rum, and though haggard and sun-baked, soon Kenny will come. And Tony bellows his laughter as his truck turns around with complacent contentment. I'm recharged by that sound. And in the spur of the moment, with a hastened stride, I will stop what I'm doing for a full moon ride. Saddle up by sunset, brush the dusty hair down, and tell Cody that I love her, because she loves that sweet sound. Sometimes she wheezes, sometimes she shows strain, but in her heart she is willing, and she never complains. Responsibility behind us, subdued pressure for me, the moon beckons us onward to be wild and free. First we'll ride through the waters, we'll let the horses cool down, the summer sun now behind us, we shall climb to high ground. In a swift-moving gallop, saddles tied to the waist, with eyes focused on glory, the horses run now in haste. Through sagebrush and boulders, small scrub and tall grass, in a scene lit by moonlight, the horsemen now pass. Wild man, with two horses, controlled by one hand, he signals us onward to the top where we'll stand. I, with my Cody, in the rear were content, spark with elation, no time to lament. Tony roars out his laughter, his heart filled with glee. He slows down to a canter to speak now with me. Does it get better than this for you and the rest? Exhilaration unfolded, no better than best. Waterfalls lay before us, 6 miles we'll go. We shall walk with the horses on hidden trails that we know. To a place set in beauty few eyes ever see. With my friends I shall wander, for these are riches to me. A magnificent canyon, 3 miles long, moonlight molding the balance where man and nature belong. There down below, where water falls 40 feet, built in time by the spirit, the horsemen will meet. In rattlesnake dominion, we shall sit down and talk, with renewed conversation, and 1 hour we'll walk. Hear silence around us, except for the sound of swift-moving water the coyotes surround. Signals bark by their leader. Their work starts in the night to provide for their families as they quicken their flight. Rodents scurry for shelter. Instinct tells them so. They are food for the hungry, so to the burrows they go. Toads sing out in harmony. In balance, they are strong. Thoughts wheeled with romance, they will sing all night long. So what difference, I ask, between man and these beasts? Is not family their purpose and search for the feast? Do parents not scramble when the night starts their day? In kind with our likeness on this earth we shall stay, in pursuit of creation, perceived or untrue. Are our dreams not the same for me and for you? Our methods may vary. Diversity unfolds and rewards come by the challenge man's vision beholds. Plunged into confusion, we seek to direct. Competition compels us, each man we respect. With peace now amongst us, let us return to the trail. We shall ride to the summit where the coyotes wail. And Kenny tells of a story of a wild boar hunt, when a boar charged him in madness, his horn hairy and blunt. A rock thrust out of fear only furthered his rage. Stopped only by fire, acted out on this stage, and in the play of confusion, this rifle brings to an end. The great boar, he is lost, and his spirit we send to a place we don't know. where perhaps again we shall meet. Challenge renewed once again, this great beast by our feet. Only this time as friends we shall sit side by side. With peaceful submission all anger will hide. Life's battle now past us. In spirit we glide, forever cast in memory, on full moon ride. And on top of the summit the moon rises to the north. 3 more hours we have until sunlight bursts forth. Let us return to the city and prepare for the day. Short rest for the horsemen, but the horses will stay asleep in the pastures, warmed by a radiant sun, filled with dreams of contentment of the moonlight run. And as for the horsemen, our vision newly defined, thoughts focused on glory, sharply cast and refined, we shall ride with the chieftains, we shall ride with the kings, we shall ride with the challenge that daily life brings. Ambition compels us through the midday sun, respectfully forgotten on a full moon run. Memories secured, this dream I behold, encased deep inside, dreams gloriously told. I grow in my knowledge, I don't submit to my pride. No dreams are forsaken on a full moon ride. No dreams are ever forsaken on a full moon ride.